Section 169. Glory be to thee, O Lord my God. Abase not him whom thou hast exalted through the power of thine everlasting sovereignty, and remove not far from thee him whom thou hast caused to enter the tabernacle of thine eternity. Wilt thou cast away, O my God, him whom thou hast overshadowed with thy lordship? And wilt thou turn away from thee, O my desire, him to whom thou hast been a refuge? Canst thou degrade him whom thou hast uplifted, or forget him whom thou didst enable to remember thee? Glorified, immensely glorified art thou. Thou art he who from everlasting hath been the king of the entire creation and its prime mover, and thou wilt to everlasting remain the Lord of all created things and their ordainer. Glorified art thou, O my God, if thou ceasest to be merciful unto thy servants, who then will show mercy unto them? And if thou refusest to succour thy loved ones, who is there that can succour them? Glorified, immeasurably glorified art thou. Thou art adored in thy truth, and thee do we all verily worship. And thou art manifest in thy justice, and to thee do we all verily bear witness. Thou art in truth beloved in thy grace. No God is there but thee, the help in peril, the self-subsisting.